Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you again on this, your high holy Sabbath day, for a blessing on this service. We ask that you'd bless all those that have a petition before you on the prayer list. Father, we know that you know all of our needs. You know what each and every one of us desires and has a need of. So we ask that you would hear our prayers and that you would touch our hearts and our bodies and that you would answer those prayers, Father, whether they are financial, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever the need might be, Father, that you would answer your people, that you would give them the desires of their heart as long as they are according to your will. Father, we ask that you would bless those that are seeking to do that which is right in your sight. Open our hearts and minds to receive the implanted word as we prepare to open your word, Father. We ask, Father, that you would direct us, that you would keep teaching us and guide us, Father. Feed your sheep. Keep us, Father, in the hollow of your hand. Protect us from the evil one who is truly trying to destroy your people. Strengthen us, Father, that each one of us would recognize and follow suit as we seek to walk after your son, Yahshua the Messiah, and his great sacrifice. We know, Father, that time is short and that soon Yahshua is going to return. So we ask, Father, that you would help us since the fields are white to harvest to prepare people to meet Yahshua in the air. So, Father, we thank you for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. And we know, Father, as this recording will go out and be on the website and many people that will hear it, that it would affect them, that it would cause them to draw closer to you and that they would seek to do that which is right in your sight. And we ask all these favors and blessings in the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. I've entitled this message, Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us together in unity. We're going to start in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we'll start in verse 1. The former treaties I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Yahshua began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was received up after he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them by the space of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh. And being assembled together with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you heard from me. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit after not many days. And that term is HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh. Ha in the Hebrew is the. Kodesh is holy, and Ruach is the Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. The promise was given. And what happened? The brethren listened to Yahshua. They did what he said. They waited in Jerusalem. And Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was now come, this is the 50th day, They were all together in one place. The Holy Spirit brings us together in unity, brethren. If we keep the commandments, if we do what Yahshua tells us to do, we will be in unity. We will be where he wants us to be at the proper time. And verse 2, it says that suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues dividing apart like as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Ruach HaKodesh. And began to speak with other languages. It specifically says other languages. It doesn't say unintelligible tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, worshippers of Yahweh, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. Every man heard them speaking in his own language. This was a miracle, brethren. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans?" And how hear we, every man, in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and dwellers in Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, in Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and parts of Libya about Cyrene, and sojourners from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them speaking in our languages the mighty works of Elohim. And they were all amazed and were perplexed, saying one to another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are all filled with new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke forth to them, saying, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you, and give ear to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." And that's like 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m. "But this is that which has been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says Yahweh, I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my servants, and on my handmaids in those days, will I pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of Yahweh comes." And we know the day of Yahweh has not arrived, but it's going to come. That great and notable day, And it shall be that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. This is why it's important that this work goes forth and people hear the name of Yahweh and they're taught so that they can seek to be a part of this end time ministry. You men of Israel, hear these words. Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved of Elohim to you by mighty works and wonders and signs which Elohim did by him in the middle of you, even as you yourselves know, him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim. You, by the hand of lawless men, did impale and kill, whom Yahweh raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. For David says concerning him, I beheld Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall tabernacle in hope, because you will not leave my soul to the grave, neither will you give your Holy One to see corruption. You made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of gladness with your countenance. Brethren, I may say to you freely of the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne, he foreseeing this spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that neither was he left to the grave, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Yahshua did Yahweh raise up, of which we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He has poured forth this, which you see and hear, for David ascended not into the heavens. But he says himself, Yahweh said to my sovereign, sit you on my right hand, till I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. This is taken from Psalm 110. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that Yahweh has made him both king and the Messiah, this Yahshua whom you impaled. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart, in their heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles' brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, to the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is the criteria. This is what has to happen. You have to repent and be baptized, every one, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, to the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call to him. So he's talking about us today. We're far off from this time. But yes, Yahweh has called us to him, and we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, those that have been baptized in the name of Yahshua the Messiah. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' teaching and partnership, in the breaking of bread and the prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles in Jerusalem. And great fear was upon all, and all that believed were together, and had all things common, And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all, according as any man had need. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord, in unity, in the temple, and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahweh and having favor with all the people. And Yahweh added to them day by day those that were saved. So the Holy Spirit caused changes in the people. It caused changes in their lives. We know that once you have Yahweh's Holy Spirit, you become a different person. You become one of Yahweh's servants. You put the things of Yahweh before the things of man. And Psalm 51 is a psalm of David after when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, that you may be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Turn over to Isaiah. Another passage we're familiar with, Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. It says, "Hear the word of Yahweh, you rulers of Sodom." And we know that Sodom is a term, even though it was a place where sinful activity went on. This refers to Jerusalem. "And give ear to the law of our Elohim, you people of Gomorrah." Sodom and Gomorrah was two different places, but this is talking about one place. It's talking about spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah. "What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says Yahweh. I've had enough of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats when you come to appear before me. Who has required this at your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more vain oblation, no more vain offering. Incense is an abomination to me, new moon and Sabbath, the calling of assembly. I cannot endure iniquity along with the solemn meeting." He doesn't say he doesn't want you to keep the feast. He's saying that he cannot endure iniquity along with the solemn meeting, the Moedim. "Your new moon and your appointed feast my soul hates, because they were still committing the sins. They were still doing the things that were negative. They were not showing compassion and love for Yahweh's people." It says, "Your appointed feast my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hand, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doing. from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. How has the faithful city become a harlot? She that was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine mixed with water, your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes, follow after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come to them. In other words, they stopped keeping the third tithe. They weren't doing right by the fatherless or the widow or the priest. Therefore, in verse 24, says the sovereign Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease myself of my adversaries and avenge myself of my enemies, and I will turn my hand upon you and thoroughly purge away your dross and will take away all your tins. I will restore your judges as at the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, a faithful town. Zion, see, he's talking about Jerusalem, shall be redeemed with justice and her converts with righteousness. How can this be done? This can only be done through the Holy Spirit, brethren. But the destruction of the transgressors and the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahweh shall be consumed. They're going to end up in the lake of fire, those that forsake Yahweh. For you shall be as an oak whose leaf fades, and as a garden that has no water, and the strong shall be as tow, and his work a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. They're going to be destroyed. Back to Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verse 8, it says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Holy Spirit is willing, brother. It's very willing. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim, Elohim of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Open my lips, Yahweh, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you delight not in sacrifice, else would I give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. They will offer bullocks upon your altar. Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah 63, and we'll start in verse 1. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was no man with me. Yes, I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was no one to help. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath it upheld me. And I trod down the peoples in my anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will make mention of the loving kindness of Yahweh and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not deal falsely. So he was their Savior. And all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them in his love, and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bore them and carried them all the days of old. And that's what Yahweh did for his people Israel. He carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit in the middle of them? That caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, that divided the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the depths as a horse in the wilderness, so that they stumbled not, as the cattle that go down into the valley. The Spirit of Yahweh caused them to rest. That Spirit of Yahweh is the Ruach HaKodesh. It's the Holy Spirit. And the angel of Yahweh led them by that Spirit. Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of your holiness and of your glory, where your zeal and your mighty acts, the yearning of your heart and your compassions are restrained toward me. For you are our Father, though Abraham knows us not, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Yahweh, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Yahweh, why did you make us to err from your ways, and harden our heart from your fear? Return for your servant's sake, the tribes of your inheritance. For your holy people possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We have become as they, over whom you never bore rule, as they that were not called by your name. But we know that Yahweh's people is called by his name. Turn over to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Verse 28. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. This great day is coming, brethren, very shortly. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem There shall be those that escape, as Yahweh has said, and among the remnant those whom Yahweh does call. Back to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 64 says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as the fire kindles the brushwood, and the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did terrible things, which we looked not for, you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. For from old men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither has I seen an Elohim besides you who works for him that waits for him. You meet him that rejoices and works righteousness, those that remember you and your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In them have we been a long time, and shall we be saved? For we have all become as one that is unclean, and all righteousness are as filthy garments, polluted garments. And we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquity, like the wind, take us away. And there is no one that calls upon your name, that stirs up himself to take hold of you, for you have hid your face from us, and have consumed us by the means of our iniquity. But now, O Yahweh, you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you the potter, and we all are the work of your hand. Be not angry very much, O Yahweh, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, look, we plead you. We are all your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praised you is burnt with fire, and all our pleasant places are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself from these things, O Yahweh? Will you hold your peace and afflict us beyond measure?" The question is, brethren, do we cherish Yahweh's Holy Spirit? Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. "And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. And his delight shall be in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of the eyes, neither decide after the hearing of the ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he kill the wicked." The Almighty Yahweh has given us an example. And this is Yahshua the Messiah, who has the Holy Spirit. And he lives by that Spirit. "And righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea." And what makes this so great is that the Spirit of Yahweh is active. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, is evident. And it shall come to pass in verse 10, in that day, that the root of Jesse that stands for a sign, an ensign of the people, to him shall the nation seek, and his resting place shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people that shall remain from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he will set up an ensign, a sign for the nations, and will assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and they that vex Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim, and they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines on the west. Together shall they despoil the children of the east. They shall put forth their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And Yahweh will utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his scorching wind will he wave his hand over the river, and will strike it in the seven streams, and cause men to march over dry shod, and there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people that shall remain from Assyria, like as there was for Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. There is going to be a way for them to come across dry land. Dry land. Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Verse 1, it says, and I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And the voice I heard was as the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sing, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no man could learn the song except 144,000, even they that had been purchased out of the earth. These are they that were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were purchased from among men to be the first fruits and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no lie. They are without blemish. Back in Isaiah, now back to Isaiah chapter 12, you see the 144,000 of the first fruits. The first fruits are evident the day of Pentecost because they have Yahweh's Holy Spirit. They are a part of his people. They are following in the footsteps of Yahshua the Messiah. In Isaiah chapter 12, it says, this is a song of rejoicing. And in that day you shall say, I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, that though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for in Yahweh is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, give thanks to Yahweh. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, you inhabitant of Zion. For great in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel says, great in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel we recognize as Yahshua the Messiah. And also, it should be those that have the Holy Spirit, the 144,000 that are following him. Turn to Psalm 119. We'll read verses 1 to 8. That's Psalm 119. It says, blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with their whole heart. Yes, they do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us your precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to observe your statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame when I have respect to all your commandments. I will give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will observe your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Truly Yahweh is blessing his people with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. But he only gives the Spirit to them that obey. Turn over to Acts chapter 5. We'll read verses 30 to 32. Acts 5, 30 to 32. Starting in verse 29, it says, but Peter and the apostles answered. They were answering the council, the leaders, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. We must obey Yahweh rather than men. The Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you killed, hanging him on a tree. Him did Yahweh exalt with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, which Yahweh has given to them that obey him. So the people that are running around here claiming to have Yahweh's Holy Spirit that are not keeping the covenant are liars. And there are many of them out there that have been deceived thinking they have Yahweh's Holy Spirit when they don't. Isaiah chapter 9. This will be our final scripture. Isaiah chapter 9, starting in verse 1, it says, but there shall be no gloom to her that was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made it glorious by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They joy before you according to the joy in harvest. As men rejoice when they divide the plunder. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor, you have broken in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed man in the tumult and the garments rolled in blood shall be for burning, for fuel of fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty El, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from now on, even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall perform this. Almighty Yahweh gives His Holy Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh, to those who are keeping the covenant. Only those who are walking in truth and love have His Spirit. His Spirit causes His people to want to do for one another. We have the perfect example in Yahshua the Messiah. When we study His life, we see He had compassion on all that He saw. Almighty Yahweh has blessed us on this, His high holy Sabbath day, and giving us His peace, and giving us His knowledge, and in giving us His truth, and giving us His Holy Spirit. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you that has taken part in this service and taken part in worshiping Him on this feast day. Before I go to the Aaronic blessing, I want to ask Brother Willie McKelvey if he would close with a word of prayer for this message.
Let's all bow. Father Yahweh, we pause on this end and day of Pentecost, Father, to give You thanks and praise that we are able to participate, but able to hear Your holy words expounded by our beloved brethren. We ask, Father, You continue to strengthen us, give us the mind to be obedient to Your laws and Your covenants. Father, we so badly need to be in unity as one. Let no confusion be in YPTC, Father, but strengthen us and give us the dedication that we need to push Your work forward, Father. Please let Your Holy Spirit abound within us, that we so that will keep us in unity and give us more dedication to push this work forward. Give us the love for the brethren that we need. Bless our brethren in Africa, in the Philippines, or wherever they are gathered, Father, in Your name. We know, Father, the end time is close. We can see the handwriting on the wall, Father. We can see the signs in the heavens and in the world news, Father. We can see that only we can be saved by Your hand, Father. Strengthen us and keep us united in Your Son's name, Yahshua. We ask this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you'll take your Bibles in hand, we'll turn over to Numbers chapter 6.